Good morning, boys.
Did you like our opening for La Nina?
I love that. That was hilarious.
La Nina!
We've hired these people just to sit in the studio for the next 4 months talking about La Nina. What is a La Nina?
Okay, so La Nina is a process that's in the Pacific Ocean where we've got really cold waters in the eastern Pacific near America and really warm waters in the western Pacific near Australia. And so what happens is in those warm waters, the air rises a lot faster and stronger than it normally does in a normal year. And so in a La Nina year, it gives us more chance of seeing tropical cyclones, gives us more chance of seeing flooding rain and that sort of thing. And what we tend to see in general is just more moisture coming into the region than we would otherwise have had in a normal year. Now, if you remember last year, we were in a La Nina too, but we didn't have the localized systems playing ball. So all that moisture in the Pacific was actually just hanging offshore by, you know, a couple of hundred kilometers. This year, things have changed. And obviously, you would have noticed that in the last few days. We had Mackay getting 60 mils, 2 days ago from a storm. And even yesterday, there were some really heavy showers just on the southern suburbs. So Mackay Airport, 63 millimetres. Mm. That sort of stuff wasn't happening in last year's La Nina, but it is happening in this year's La Nina. And that's because we're able to bring that moisture in from the ocean into the region, because we've got these big troughs that are creating big storms over the inland parts of Queensland. And because of that, they're bringing in like a magnet. They're sort of bringing those northeasterly winds right into the inland parts of Australia. And as they've got to get through Mackay to get there, they're able to dump some showers and some heavy showers into Mackay itself. Mm. And we're seeing more and more evidence of a proper La Nina this time around, where the moisture is able to get into the state.
What part does the sea temperature play? Because I've been hearing a little bit about that lately too.
Yeah, huge, huge. So the idea is the warmer the water, the air that comes into contact with the water can carry more moisture. Sorry.
That's twice you've said it this morning too, by the way. I've been keeping tally.
Well, it's hard to explain this without using the word.
You can't really use wetness, can you? You've got to use moisture.
Why do you think I prop these questions to you, mate?
I should have seen through you, Dave. I should have seen through you.
So it is important, obviously, to have warmer waters to make that, to get the more rain.
Yeah, well, absolutely. So if your air can carry that water further and more of it, then there's more chance of dumping it on you at some stage. And we're going to see quite a bit of that around the Mackay and even the areas inland all the way to the Whitsundays down to your southern border of your listening area. So we're going to see a lot of that in the next few days. So we're going to see these showers, these little chunky showers in the morning that we're getting. Then perhaps some isolated storms for the next couple of days, and then back end of the week into the weekend, chance for quite widespread shower and storm activity. And once again, because of the La Nina and those winds, there's opportunity to get some very heavy.
Sorry.
Stop it. I'm trying to be serious here.
You know, so are we.
With my drunk Mexican relatives.
Oh, my God. You always bring some light entertainment to an otherwise boring subject for a lot of people, weather. Look, to subscribe, get to oncyclonechasers.com.au. As always, Nito, you've got the info, mate. Thanks for joining us this morning. Appreciate it.
Thanks, boys.
There you go. We found out more about the... Here on Triple M.